let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life. Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
This is This Week in Geek, DVD commentary with Steve Snowball Sailor, Mike the Birdman Don, and special guests Pierce Dirks and Brandon Chambers of Punk the Dial, and Leslie Smith and Blair Henry. Today's DVD commentary is for the movie Flight of the Navigator, which you can buy on DVD through our website at thisweekingeek.net through amazon.ca.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Thinking impaired.
And we did all that without computers.
They don't let us out much.
Do we have an intro?
Not really. This is just us ad-libbing.
Are you ready for a sexy party?
Son of Jor-El, kneel before Dodd. Or me, whichever.
If you've seen Godzilla vs. Mothra 37 times, I think I've got a show for you.
You're listening to This Week in Geek with Mike the Birdman Don and Steve Snowball Sailor here on 90.1 FM, The New Heat.
Hey, everybody. This is, of course, Steve Snowball Sailor.
And I am Mike the Birdman Dodd for...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Week in Geek.
And we're back again for another fan-made DVD commentary.
That's right. This week we are viewing Disney's Flight of the Navigator, originally released in 1986.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of big stars in it, other than an early Sarah Jessica Parker.
And Pee-wee Herman.
That's true. Paul Rubens.
Right.
Oh, God. There he goes again. All right. So we actually have a lot more guests than we usually do. Normally we have like maybe one guest. Like we had Leslie beforehand and we had Brandon before that. But now we have a plethora of people.
We are joined by, unofficially, by Sean Shepard and Craig Aikenson, who are our technical crew.
Yeah, we heard that.
We are also joined by...
This is Pierce from Punk the Dial.
And this is Brandon from Punk the Dial.
And in addition, we now have a stronger female presence. We are joined by...
Leslie Socks.
Leslie
and
Socks.
Blair the Super Nanny.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise known as the Geekettes.
The Geekettes?
Yeah, these are the Geekettes.
The Twig Groupies.
The Twig Groupies. I like this. All right. So wait. We know what Brandon's is as a MacGyver. Well, what's yours, Pierce?
I'm not sure mine's suitable for air.
We just call him Face. And we can think of the A-Team. And that's good enough.
Yeah, that works. So anyway, we're going to get ready right now. We have Craig on the DVD remote. So
which has been an experience and a half so far.
Yes, exactly.
But it's been funny.
Yeah.
Lots of good laughs.
Very much so.
What we're going to do is everybody here, we're going to count down to three to one, and we're going to say now all at the same time. And then
I like commence better. Let's commence.
All right, cool. All right, commence. All right, so are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Cool. Three, two, one, commence!
Now!
Sorry. All right, so...
That was MacGyver. I like to be different.
Now, right now, you should be seeing the Disney logo, which is...
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
It's
like
early Disney logo.
Yeah, have you guys seen the new one? It's weird. It's, like, completely 3D animated.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I have, and
it's kind of lame.
Weird.
Yeah.
By the way, who's got my camera?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, it's right here.
Awesome, we found it. So, yes, now you're seeing...
Ooh, look,
it's
a frisbee.
One of our friends, David Dennis, called this easily the best opening in cinema history. I don't know about
that. Well, that's David Dennis. What do you expect?
Yeah,
Double D. We love Double D.
Because we see something, a flying object, an unidentified flying object.
Kind of looks like a pie tin to me. But I also want to believe...
I'm a huge fan of the Garbage Pail Kids, so it looks like the top of the can from the Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, my God, God has a gem.
The dog just ate the ship.
Cue the 80s music, dead. Ladies and gentlemen.
All these dogs attacking.
Bart Simpson, awesome.
So now we know what's a good defense against UFOs.
Yeah, dogs.
Now, we decided to do this movie. I don't know. Well, how did we decide to do this movie, dude?
We basically just decided. Actually, our friend Leslie Sock Smith there decided, hey, I've got this movie called Flight of the Navigator. And the Snowball and I realized, hey, we completely forgot about this movie from our childhood. It was one of the geekiest movies we saw at the time. And there isn't a lot of Disney sci-fi.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's the best Disney movie.
I can't even hear that.
Wow, what a wonderful use of slow motion.
I know, eh?
It just makes dogs look
weird.
Hey, that's the guy who did the music for Back to the Future, didn't he?
Who, what?
Alan Silverstreet.
Well, that dog just sucks.
I think so. We're gonna...
Yeah. Every single dog who misses the Frisbee sucks.
Yep. They suck at life. We're probably put down.
They're probably they're probably all dead now.
Well, this movie was made in 1986. They're all dead. I'm sorry to spoil your illusion, but yes, all these dogs you're seeing right now are dead.
Damn you, Pierce.
See that dog?
You ruined my boyhood dream of actually owning one of those dogs.
You're the voice of reason, and I hate you for it.
It's like we can't live in Hollywood times. You have to ruin it. It's what you do.
I'm just speaking the truth. Wow. Don't shoot the messenger.
And the truth is harsh. The truth is those dogs are pushing up daisies in that exact field where they once caught Frisbees for a movie.
Damn. Damn, damn.
Damn indeed.
That's right.
So anyway, folks, this sequence seems to go on for what I would call forever.
It's a classic Disney montage.
It is very much a Disney montage.
A classic Disney PG montage.
Directed by Randall Kleiser. I don't know
who the hell is that. I don't know. I don't care.
Well,
don't
Mike, know. You got.
I want to see more dogs jumping.
I do have IMDb.
This is apparently in South Florida.
I'll show you South Florida.
I've been there. It's nice. Being American, Pierce, have you been to Florida?
Yes, I have been.
And whereabouts?
Disney World and also very southern Florida.
Cool. Pierce, I cannot see you at Disney World for the life of me.
I was very young at the time. I was very young.
I've been to Universal Studios. That's as far south I've really been.
Well, that's because you're albino. You can't stand to go from more south. You just, like, burst in the flames.
Oh, I turned into a lobster as soon as I went to the Gulf of Mexico for, like, 5 minutes.
So now
it was
I'm
fun.
Presuming we see the hero of the movie, not the dog, but maybe Rolino.
Not the dog.
It's been years since I've seen this.
The dog that can't even pick up a Frisbee is the hero of the movie, apparently.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. The brother of the main character, I think he would be an early version of Mike before he found Twinkies.
I love Twinkies.
And
let me add that Weird Al gave me the idea for the Twinkie sandwich.
I don't know if you guys caught that, but there was a very low angle shot of a guy wearing short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the 80s for that reason, anyway. It's Independence
Day. There's another
low
angle short.
Well, look, there's a cloud.
Which we see as a
freaking balloon.
It's Goodyear.
And yes, we have
Renaissance Man.
Yeah, we have people just randomly shooting from the
Peanut Gallery.
Peanut Gallery. Yes, thank you. I was thinking over there.
Wow.
Now every time I've been thinking of that guy, I'm
pure
think
pure
of...
cinema gold.
Yep.
I'm not even sure how to justify that with a smart ass response.
I know.
I don't think it's worth one.
Now, you see, the only thing that I really know of Veronica Cartwright from, truthfully, is The X-Files. Because she was Jeffrey Spender's mom, rather.
Dude, you are a freaking geek. Oh. I didn't even not know that.
She was awesome. She was Cassandra Spender, the one that got kidnapped by the aliens. That was the experiment for
the
vaccine.
Even when you explain it, I don't even know.
Oh, God. You're not a nerd. You roll a reflex.
No. I am geek, not a nerd.
I think she's in the Twilight Zone movie, too.
Yeah, she looks kind of familiar.
Oh. See, now, Twilight Zone, I know.
But you don't know the freaking X-Files.
I don't know freaking every single episode and what happened and who started it.
That's because you, Snowball, have a life. Yeah. Unlike some people.
Thank you, Pierce.
Pierce, we love you, Mike. The X-Files. Shut up.
I know I do, but I still... Oh, wait, I don't
see,
have
I like
a life.
Exactly. I like Punk the Dial more every single episode.
Very true. Shut up. Wow, look at that 1980s house.
We actually have that cooler.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice.
So the geek.
I think pretty much anyone in Owen Sound has a cooler.
It's very sadly true. Actually, a good chunk of the geekettes are from the area, as am I. I'm from Owen Sound, Leslie's from Owen Sound, and Blair's from Dundalk, the dock.
Yes, she's just kinda smirking at me now. And I lived in Owen Sound for 2 years. Boy, am I glad I exported myself out of there.
I FedEx myself straight to hell. I call it here. But you know what, folks? It's not so bad. They have 7-Elevens, and I got Slurpee, so I'm a happy kid.
Yeah, you guys just have Max.
Max.
That's all you have.
What an inferior product.
That kid's going to grow up with some serious issues.
I think so. Yeah, he's spying on a girl with a telescope. But yeah, that's the sort of conversation we have.
You know what? This room reminds me of the same room of what's his name in Free Willy.
Probably the same set.
I would not be surprised. It looks exactly the same. It has the huge windows.
Cheap ass Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Look at the firecrackers.
And it is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Disney movies encourage the use of illegal explosives.
They encourage fireworks and voyeurism.
And that is. Wow, that's Disney at its best.
And that was the greatest advice from a dad ever. Go strike up a conversation. Hey, how's it going? Nice bike.
Wow, that could solely be turned into Disney.
The pickup lines of the 1980s.
That didn't work for you guys?
Well,
seeing as when this movie came out, I was one. Well, it worked awesome.
I was in the womb by the time this movie came out. So,
I was
yeah.
3 years old.
Okay. I was five.
Yeah, well,
that's because you're old. Shut up, Mike.
Asking the female portion of the commentators, would those lines have worked on you?
Any line would work on me.
Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies.
So easygoing Leslie.
Leslie's
yeah,
not that
well, gentlemen, I should say, please send your emails to Leslie at.
I will make an email address of Leslie at thisweekingeek.net just so you can look at those.
Okay.
Sweet.
Subject line, I'm desperate.
We're just giving the email. What she does with it, we're not responsible for.
We do have a person who actually listens to our DVD commentary and sent us an email of Ugg.
Yep, subject line, Ugg. It was
awesome. So, Mr. Hamling, I'm sorry, I can't remember your first name. I think it's Joseph. Joseph Hamling, you're freaking cool in our books.
Exactly, and hopefully we'll try and get something out to you. So if you listen to this, please send us your address at feedback@thisweekingeek.net.
Excuse me,
coming out of Mike's club.
But why are we in the X-Files at this moment?
That is true.
And like who when it gets dark out, lets their kid walk around in a forest?
It's the 80s.
But it's still the States!
That is true. It's the 80s and it's Florida.
But oh wait, this is a Disney movie. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, of course.
This is the same reason why they have kids spying on girls through a telescope and playing
like
with firecrackers.
This is the 1980s. He's walking alone in a forest. This is when Jason was in his prime.
That's true. Friday the 13th, yeah.
If Jason Voorhees, man, I would love to see a Disneyfied Friday the 13th.
No, what you should see, have you seen Friday the 13th Part 3?
Yes.
Where it was supposed to be 3D, but they actually, when it comes out on DVD,
it
looks really bad because they try and make certain parts 3D for theaters, but when you're actually watching it's just basically a guy looking directly into the camera. At one point, he's holding an eyeball, dangling it right in front of the camera. It's ridiculously sad.
You know, okay, we have to record a commentary for that
now. I actually would watch that.
Okay, we just missed something here. The kid actually just said, I've got a gun.
Picked up a stick.
He's 12 years old and he has apparently a gun.
He's
remember,
American,
this is America and it's in Florida.
So I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this
no,
right now.
No, no, he probably does have a gun. He just doesn't have it with him at the moment.
That's true. He's not packing heat, as it were.
No, the best thing about the States is the fact that everyone has a gun, but nobody can afford bullets.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this right now. I get sunburned when I bare my arms.
Actually, that kid does kind of look like the little baby.
Okay, no one else got that.
I get it.
There you go.
I didn't even hear you. So.
I'm trying to watch the movie. Shut up.
Who names your dog Bruiser? I would.
Somebody with an abuse.
And that explains a lot.
Serious ass.
So anyway, the kid scared, or his little brother scared him, and now he's trying to find his dog and...
Actually, this movie kind of reminds you of another classic 80s movie called Explorers. And believe me, we have got to do commentary on that. My friend Sean Shepard introduced it to me. Another thing with, like, aliens and kids, and it gets right bloody weird.
And Tilt-A-Whirl.
And Tilt-A-Whirl. Need I say more, folks?
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. If that kid fell from that height, I think he'd be
He should have some, like, internal bruising at this moment, but
he's a Disney character, thus impervious to harm.
I love how he didn't even scream.
I know.
That's because he is one tough kid, man. Yeah, sorry, folks.
I know, you were about to say something.
Now he's traveling in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
No,
a raptor comes out of the cave.
Whole,
whoa!
The whole look of him climbing out and everything looking so huge around there reminds me, I'm sorry, but it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids all over again.
Hey, guys, yes. Look, it's Stand
Another
By
Disney
Me.
Disney movie.
Who has that in their front lawn?
I think it's his backyard.
That is the backyard, dude.
I hate that door. I always have hated that door, and I don't know why.
So anyway, he's at his supposed house, and he
freaking
opens
out.
Up, and there's this old chick. Uh-oh, he's being told that he's at the wrong house.
I have to expect that lady to offer chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Are you lost?
I'll show you lost. Yeah, now this is breaking the world's saddest B and E.
I know, right? I think you made a mistake. Yeah, that's Disney lines for you.
And that classic...
And name. Now he's going for a knife.
Yeah. He's got to go upstairs and get his telescope, just in case.
He's going to start looting.
You know what? There's a running pattern with this kid. He freaks out a lot.
This guy, on the other hand, is.
He looks like Hugh Hefner.
I was going to say, he's Hugh Hefner.
I'm just glad he didn't walk into that room either 10 minutes before or 10 minutes after.
What he was doing, well, that's up for Disney to decide.
What's your name? Where do you live?
That guy's quite freaky.
He is,
actually.
I love it that he gets a low angle shot and that she gets the high angle shot.
Oh, he's gonna cry.
Crying
cry.
About it helps. It really does.
Cry, McFly, cry.
You're gonna cry, Craig, baby. Wouldn't that be hilarious if this happened at the exact same time? There you go.
Yeah. Now every single kid or every cop thinks
look at
he's
that
crazy.
Old TV in the background.
I know, eh?
It looks like a computer monitor.
Actually, in a little bit part of the movie, we're actually going to see a very young Bob Barker.
Wow.
Actually, you know trivia?
What?
He actually didn't host the year that this takes place.
Wow. Huh? The what? Geekette.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming out of the woodworks. Sorry, we're just watching the movie, folks.
Wow.
This is
and
so
these
fascinating.
Cops are not threatening.
Yeah.
In the very least.
They have the token black cop and the token woman cop.
Trying to hit all demographics right there.
Good spot. This is Disney.
That guy looks familiar.
He does.
He's like a wussier version of the guy from Lethal Weapon.
You've got IMDb up. Look up. Let's see who actually played him.
You see, I'd love
he
to.
Familiar because
but the internet's down.
He looks
always.
Familiar, I think, because of the fact that he kind of resembles O.J. Simpson from when he played the parts in.
That is true. Maybe that's why he's familiar.
Yeah, when he played in the Naked Gun movies.
Hey, maybe he was responsible for those murders. He's been blaming O.J. Simpson all along.
No. The glove didn't fit.
Folks, we've solved it. That's right. On This Week in Geek, guess what we did?
We don't want to know what you guys did. We're not into that kind of stuff. What you do outside of DVD commentaries in your show, it's purely your own thing. But yeah, just keep that to yourself for the time being.
I love you,
That's
man.
True.
Yeah. Oh wow! Look at that. Kind of reminds me of the neighborhood out of the movie Volcano. Oh my God! Look at that car.
Be right back.
That is some haggard ass.
It's Fort Lauderdale.
I watch this movie about once a month, and I just realized the boat that goes by.
Really? Leslie, you're observant.
That's kind of sad.
It's well into the summertime.
Maybe, actually. Minus the palm trees. Yeah. And this old dude. So evidently this kid is in a time warp or something, because now he's seeing his parents again.
You know, just to let you guys know, I'm just looking up on Wikipedia here. Apparently this movie only grossed $18 million.
Ouch.
How much did it cost me?
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, that
right
that now. Chick looks kind of creepy. They all do. It looks like they're about to eat him.
And the worst fate in cinematic history, folks, right there.
You know what? I'm just going to throw something out there. He's didn't really go back in time. He just bumped his head. This whole thing is a sham.
He has been unconscious for 8 years in the forest, surviving the elements. That's it, folks. He's just really damn tough. He's just... Well, I don't know. I don't have much experience with electrical storms, so... So, yeah, there are these NASA
guys. You
gotta
love the soundtrack that's going on right now, too.
Oh, it's, yeah, classic 80s synth right there.
I don't think that's Dr. Johnny Fever.
We're not rewinding. It was screw up the dot commentary.
So, yeah, these NASA guys just looks are investigating
weird.
This.
Do you know what that ship looks like? It looks like a Jell-O mold.
It does.
Oh, my God. You've just made this movie lame.
Dude, it's Flight of the Navigator. It was lame to begin with.
I actually had a bike helmet that looked basically exactly like that.
Yeah.
I think the girls were trying to say something before they got cut off.
That would make a lot of Jell-O.
I think I'd like to feel it.
Spaceship Jell-O.
A spaceship Jell-O shooter. Now that truly is geeky.
Just being an alcoholic.
Speaking of like spaceships and Jell-O and stuff, does anybody remember that drink Orbitz?
Yes.
That was the greatest drink ever.
No way.
Agreed. No, I agree with Brad. That was the best drink.
It was weird, man.
But that's what made it great.
Exactly.
It was different, and it had a great taste.
Yep.
Why is he suddenly paralyzed? I don't understand this.
I know. I think he's strapped to the bed.
No, he's magnetized.
Magnetized.
Keep
going,
Magneto.
Okay.
There we go, man.
That guy lost a lot of hair in like 12 years.
Jeff's dead.
It's the Terminator.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Close enough. I still say he looks like Mike.
Well, let's see.
I don't think he resembles.
Looks like Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, if this had happened in the Doctor Who universe, this would have been solved in like 2 minutes. Exactly, the TARDIS. Come on, the uber cool phone booth.
I'm sorry, but that chick kind of looks like an alien.
She kind of does, doesn't she?
Hence the X-Files thing, man. I'm telling you.
Maybe that's why he's comfortable around her.
Well, he's styling.
So this is me if I was like slim and white. And back in the 80s.
Back in the
Dude,
80s, that's right.
You know you so wear that shirt.
Yeah.
You
Well, guys, there are things about me you don't know.
One and we don't want to know.
One of them is...
it's a pink, poofy, frilly
shirt.
You know what? It's not so much that. It's the hair that kind of frightens me. I don't think I'd look that dumb.
This coming from somebody who dyed his hair red.
Bright friggin' red. Oh my God, it is. That's like the Shaun of the Dead blood gore shirt.
It honestly looks like he just brutally murdered someone with a hatchet. And he's
oh my
covering
God,
the blood stains.
And he's coming for his little brother.
Is it just me or is that shirt on inside out?
Apparently,
it looks
he,
like it is on inside out.
I mean,
the
honestly.
The collar is it? It's not.
Do you know what? Do you know what I think? I think he didn't take too well to his little brother disappearing for so many years. It just screwed him right up. So
he went out like a kilogram page
or
something?
And he does it every single night.
I would not wear glasses that big.
Actually, his glasses have quite improved from what they were before.
I guess that's true, but still, he looks... No,
dude,
man.
Just go to Lens Crafters and get some better frames. Those are not working for you.
That's true.
And he gives
1986, the year the Transformers movie comes out, and actually, this will tie into that later.
Oh, man.
More than meets the eye, pal.
Geek.
Yeah.
Actually,
thank you.
Actually, folks, I actually just got a tattoo before this commentary, and it still hurts. It was an Autobot logo. So look for pictures of that on the website.
Oh, yeah, if you'd like me to punch that tattoo, please send an email to punkthedial@hotmail.com, and I will do that for you.
I am slamming my head against the microphone.
Folks.
That's not good for audio.
No, it's not.
Stop
but
it.
I am pissed off at Mike.
Pierce, all that I ask is that wait till it heals, and then you can wail on it.
But the...
There's no,
it's
fun.
It's not more fun.
Hey. Yes. Oh. So now,
see, look, like, that's a, that's like the dumbest.
I mean, honestly, she looks like a vampire.
She does. She's freaking pale, and
she has a very long face and those freaky black oil eyes.
And she looks like she's had like one or too many facelifts. It's freaking me out.
I think she was built in some sort of a lab somewhere. Which, if I tie this into the X-Files continuity, she could be a clone from the alien bounty hunter race. So hey, you never know. Or she's one of the ones from Purity Control.
But then again, I mean, the dad looks like more like he has more facelift than his wife.
You know what Julie said? I think he was from the X-Files, too. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if a good chunk of this cast appeared on the X-Files in 1992.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, what else could they get jobs in? I mean, obviously, you can see they're so talented.
Pulled the guys the series.
It's like, what'd you do with your life? Oh, I was a guest star in X-Files.
Whoa, cue the creepy cars.
Oh, yes.
Weedermobile.
I believe this is a typical E.T. shot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But instead, their shotguns are now radios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to radio for help.
And now they're toting a big poofy balloon.
Wow. They got the Pillsbury Doughboy in there.
This kind of makes me think of, what was it, Teddy Ruxpin.
Honestly, it looks like they're moving like the world's largest general.
Blair just got that.
That is true.
Wide load.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to point out something right here that's just weird. NASA has a security force. They have their own cops.
If you bring something back from Mars and you don't like it, you got to blow it right away.
I'm going to have to point something out here. Why are all those guys wearing suits when they were all walking around the night before wearing nothing?
Because they realized,
Also the great fact is, if they find it to be, like, dangerous of contamination, why were they out driving it around in the wide open? Like, they just pretty much contaminated all of southern Florida.
And with if they didn't want to arouse suspicion, then why were they driving it down the street?
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah, and have that huge of a security force with big freaking signs on the side of
NASA. NASA.
What they're transporting.
We're toting a spaceship.
Hey, hey, hey. The first no-fault light ever.
There you go.
It's the what?
What did you say?
I believe he said the first notebook light ever.
Oh my, actually, you know what? He's probably right, sadly.
Wow.
Woo.
Craig has actually something viable to say to this podcast.
And that's why he's our tech.
That's right.
We just don't let him on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike, but he will be joining us for our last show because he was there for our first.
Mike, the color of his shirt sort of matches your hair.
Oh my God, it does. Yes, folks, my hair is
that's
that bright red.
The same shirt as earlier. Yep. He just killed a lot more people, so now it's completely red.
It's the same shirt.
apparently it screwed him up even more finding out his brother hasn't changed over the past so many years. And
you know, I will laugh myself silly if all of a sudden he pulls out a hockey mask.
it's the same time period. He is Jason.
He is Jason. Wow.
Actually, he guys kind of does look like Corey Feldman from Friday the 13th Part 4.
That's true. Which, isn't he dead now?
Corey Feldman's not dead.
No, I thought. Okay, wait.
Really. Because of the hair, I'd say he looks more like, what is it? Sean Penn from I Am Sam.
The hair, yes. Yeah, now they're going to blow it, spaceship with a blowtorch.
We've got a blowtorch. We're going to take the spaceship down.
Yeah, this is NASA ingenuity. If we don't understand it, try and set it on fire.
Actually, Sean actually just made a very good point. Why would you attack, quote-unquote, a completely alien ship when you don't know what it can do if you start attacking it?
With a blowtorch!
Or a sledgehammer or what have you. You could very well piss it off.
And for some reason, he was stroking it quite gently, and I don't want to know that guy's problems.
Psychiatrist reminds me of that role Robin Williams did where he was a woman.
Mrs. Doubtfire!
And guest story, Mrs. Doubtfire is a psychiatrist.
This is where Robin Williams got the idea.
Kid's got enough wires in his
navigator
head.
Inspired so much.
Yes, it did.
Dude, how many wires do they shove in this kid's brain? Honestly.
Wow, she got paid a lot to say one technically complex line.
Dude,
wow.
The kid's turning into Akira.
Wait, awesome. Did you say alpha waves?
Gamma waves?
No, alpha waves. Oh, it's Superman all over again.
Wow, look at that. Dude, I think I just saw a VTR deck. I'm serious. When it cuts back.
They thought it would look hospitally.
Wow, okay, apparently that...
Whoa, kick-ass graphics, man.
See, look, it's a VTR deck.
A Commodore 64 can produce graphics from the brain.
In startling 3D.
The TV that is showing those graphics on, is that not the exact same kind of TV we have downstairs in the broadcasting wing?
I think it is.
It has the 13-channel buttons above the TV.
It's the exact same.
Oh, my God, it is.
I believe it's coming directly from them.
I think this is where we got the equipment from.
From Flight of the Navigator?
They need to make money somehow from this movie, so they sold it to us here at Niagara College for, like, $10.
See, what people don't know is we have a mobile truck. Yeah, we had to, in order to be able to get the mobile truck into our little garage, or we had to remove that ship.
Yep, there we
go. We had that ship, that's right.
That's right.
That was our mobile unit.
Pee Wee Herman was the main selling point for the BRTF program.
That's right.
Tom Otto, I'm so
kidding. He was at the ribbon cutting ceremony.
You know what, honestly, that alone would have made me come to Niagara. I still love Pee Wee Herman.
If Pee Wee Herman was actually here?
That would be awesome. If he was alumni...
Wait a second. No, it's kind of that. No, it's just
she looks so angry in that shot. I'm not sure if you guys caught that, but if they go back to her, you'll see.
That is the greatest tie ever.
That's the greatest shirt ever. Why does that kid always look so dumb?
I know.
I think the geekettes are covered in disgust. Just looking at this movie, thinking, "Wow, man, wow."
I love this movie.
I love the guy's beard.
I know, eh?
He hasn't shaved ever since he probably started shaving.
I bet you he probably has the same beard now. Except it's bigger.
Why is it shorts always look so stupid back in the 80s? You see, I grew up in the 80s, and I do not remember fashion looking this friggin' bad.
Well, it's because you were wearing that fashion, Mike.
You thought it was the only cool. One.
Blair was too. She's 23.
I'll say one word. Bicycle shorts.
Oh, God. Whose brainchild idea was that? I mean, what person in marketing said, hey, we need something to show off something you don't need to see?
Probably a very sick individual.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah. Bollocks? You're all British on us.
Oh, bollocks.
Well, I can't say other things, so we'll go with that. That's right, folks. A little bit of culture brought here to this.
Never mind the bollocks. Here's Punk Da Da.
Folks, if that is Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati, email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net.
With the subject, okay, that's just weird.
That was weird. Really weird.
Wow.
There we go.
Craig's dad has clothes from the 80s. Now we know approximately how much TSN pays. Not working there. Folks, I'm totally kidding. I just want to hang out on a sports center. I do. I just want to hang with, like, Michael Lansdowne. But anyway, continuing right along, now we're in this retro... Oh, my God. Look at the upholstery.
NASA looks like crap.
I know, eh?
This is where they start to think the kid might be.
Look at the Transformers and G.I. Joe stuff.
And Felix the Cat.
I think that's Soundwave. Is that Shep? Is that Soundwave's package? Or Skywarp?
This will be your room for a while.
I have no idea. We'll have to rewind it.
This is when you had to dress up to go to NASA.
There's one of the Insecticons. I think it's shrapnel.
That's right. Really sad that you know that, Mike.
Yeah. It's depressingly sad.
Looking at a quick frame in a movie. Like, ooh, Transformers!
Decepticon! There was a guy from the Transformers, the movie DVD commentary. He watched the entire movie frame by frame. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Everything else in his room is his.
Whoa, check out that hat.
Just for you.
I think that's meant so they can spy on him.
Well, if for some reason, yeah, Star Trek doors.
Yeah.
Where he can't escape.
There's another Transformers box.
When you're old kid watching How to Lose Weight.
What band is this? We're going to ask the Punk Da Da guys for this one.
Don't ask us. Random
ask
throwing
I don't know. That I think the music video actually changed when...
I'm sorry, but does anyone remember this from the 80s?
This robot looks like the exact one they use in Judge Dredd, if anyone remembers that movie.
We should do that. That's right.
It does look like the exact same robot they use.
Is that Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes, it is.
One of her first early movie roles.
Dude, that's Sarah Jessica Parker.
With pink hair.
You see, this is back when she was attractive and didn't look like a deranged monkey woman.
Yeah, well, Matthew Broderick likes her.
I'm sorry. David Lightman cannot be associated with this monkey.
All right, so we can scratch off Sarah Jessica Parker on our list of people we can actually talk to.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I don't like you. It's nothing personal. Actually, and I'll tell you why.
If you talk to her at all, you can get a hold of Matthew Broderick. And through Matthew Broderick, you can get a hold of Nathan Lane. And those are just awesome guys to interview.
That's true.
Actually, you know what? I will tell you why I don't like Sarah.
Okay,
Jessica
I don't want to know. Yeah, I know why I didn't like the 80s.
Every
much.
Episode of
because
Sex
of the music?
And the City I've
no,
seen.
No, because
is
of the music videos.
Speaking of music videos, you know that MTV's not doing music videos anymore?
They're
officially now not doing music videos.
Why does that not surprise me?
She did say that was Twisted Sister.
Oh, okay.
That was Twisted Sister?
Yeah. That's just weird.
Twisted Sister.
It looks like she got bubble guns stuck in the back of her hair.
Yeah.
It looked like her hair. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a him.
You know what? Honestly, this movie should be remade.
No.
What?
I'm telling you, this would actually make a pretty neat remake.
I will remake it.
I would like. Actually, I would really like to see this movie remade.
Who would you get to play the little kid?
I'd have to cast an unknown. Actually,
I would totally boycott it if this movie was remade.
I don't know, or maybe like expand upon it or something.
What, like back or Flight of the Navigator, the Next Generation? Max comes back.
New Coke. Wow. New Coke. Yeah.
Flight of the Navigator. I don't know. The Reckoning, in honor of David Dennis. I'm pretty sure that's a reject robot from Star Wars. Probably from, like, the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, don't even speak of Wookiee cookies. Those are just disturbing.
You know, speaking of Coca-Cola, though, here's an interesting trivia fact. The same people who did the CG graphics for all the Coca-Cola commercials back in the 80s did the CG graphics for this movie.
Wow.
Wow, that's right. It did take him 8 years to learn how to catch.
For a dog to learn how to catch.
Actually, this is a little interesting science note.
No.
Wait. Actually, there's some.
I want that pencil sharpener, man.
I used to have one of those.
A lunar module. A pencil sharpener.
I'm just kind of reading something about our hero. Our hero David's knowledge of the world. Evidently, he received a D in geography, which is interesting because we have a geography major with us. Actually, Blair here has a BA in geography.
That I do, and I teach geography.
And yet, I take you anywhere, and you can't find your way around.
Ouch. Yeah, get that geographer with a poor sense of direction. That would be me.
And that's my girlfriend, folks, who can't drive. No, wait. No, that would be the Gray County sense of driving. There are so many stories.
Slow, slow, and more slow.
This coming from Mike, who can't drive.
Actually, no. The first time I drove, it cost me $1,500. I have no cares to repeat that process. I backed into a car, and I'm afraid.
What are they doing with that image thing?
I don't know, but they're traumatizing a kid for life.
It looks like he's wearing a six-pack of Coke on his head. I know.
All he needs is just a straw going into his mouth, and it would all be set.
Electroshock therapy.
Wow, his brain is producing static.
Seems like
Craig's brain.
I know. Look at that camera, guys. When it goes back, oh wow,
that's free.
So. Well,
what's your name?
Wow, the fact that the guy can ask questions and using brainwaves could be able to interpret that onto a television screen with spelling out his actual name.
But only in monochrome.
Exactly. Even without spelling errors.
And lie detectors don't even have that technology.
Yeah.
This is NASA, folks. Don't mess with them.
NASA has to steal their door ideas from
All right, so we've determined that NASA has its own security force and technology can be able to read thoughts from people's brain,
and apparently it's able to text. Produce
text that doesn't even exist.
That right there is a Matrix moment.
That is true.
Whoa.
The kid's brain is the Matrix.
Wow.
So the Matrix and Flight of the Navigator are now tied together.
Well, you know, that would have been funny if all of a sudden, like, at the end of the Matrix, all of a sudden there's, like, a zoom-out shot just to him, just to David, and then all he needs to go is just, all he needs to say is just go, whoa.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if, it seems like this kid could have grown up to be the next Keanu Reeves. He's a bad enough actor.
Oh, come on.
He hasn't really done a whole lot.
Keanu Reeves or this kid?
The kid.
Both.
Yeah.
I still like the Matrix, though.
Yeah, Matrix was great.
I love the Matrix. And obviously, we're fanboys of the Matrix. Me and Steve ran the beta test.
Beta test of the Matrix Online. That's
and
right.
This kid used to be on MMO Radio.
Actually, well, at the time, it was Radio Free Zion.
Which I used to listen to even when I wasn't in-game. It was such a good internet radio station.
Yeah, it was. I had 2,000 listeners at that point. Live. It was fun.
You're my hero, man.
Yep.
Can I have a hug?
Later.
Okay. He's awesome, folks. So now his brain's processing, like, Star Trek charts.
He looks thoroughly disgusted by his own thoughts.
You know what? It's like, oh my god, this kid knows more than Hubble. Which wasn't launched at this point, I don't think. No, it wasn't.
No, I think it was. It was launched in the 80s.
Hubble was 92, I think.
Our computers don't contain this information.
It looks like a spirograph.
It does now.
It looks like a spirograph that freaked out.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry, but this is making no sense.
And we have 3D images of a solar system that's not even ours.
Actually, that's ours, unfortunately. It doesn't take into fact the new information, which we now know, but obviously it didn't at that time. I'm a bit of a space nerd. Why didn't they have that door guarded? Yeah, where is the security force? Right on lunch.
I know. They're never around when you need them. Ah, Ralph.
Oh, I wish I
had called it Ralph, because the original name of Puke just wouldn't have gone over that.
Or Barf. I think Barf was also.
That was stolen by Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's right, Barf.
We did totally do Spaceballs.
We should totally do it.
Which, you know what? I'm actually very surprised there was not a special edition Episode 1 Spaceballs. They missed an opportunity there. They should have another Spaceballs.
Mel Brooks is actually making a cartoon of Spaceballs.
Spaceballs 2 is coming out. It's in production right now.
And the cartoon. It's going to be out in G4.
Yep. I hope it's good. I really do.
Well, Mel Brooks is heading it up, so...
All I ask is that Mel Brooks keep his word from Spaceballs 1 and return it with... Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Why does all this kid do is freak out?
I know.
It's because he's in the same room as Sarah Jessica Parker.
He never got to grow up and get over his temper tantrums.
Hence, that's why he's not.
You know, it'd be kind of weird if that was the chick that like he spied on. She became NASA. It's possible.
Wow.
That's right. This just blew my mind. Matrix. Now the kid sounds really friggin' paranoid.
They're in information.
We should all talk like this now.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk like this.
For the duration of this scene, we'll talk like this.
Yeah.
How are we talking?
What?
Well, folks, we had now been cut down by sniper fire.
Yep.
Damn, again.
Eat recycled food. It's good for the environment.
And okay for you.
You know what? I'm just thinking about this right now. All he has to do is just bump her out of the way and run.
I would wish he'd do so much more. Just, you know.
Is it just me or does it look like she's hitting on him?
I know. Why is it Disney movies at this time are creepy?
Because it's the 80s. Everything is creepy.
It's a Padme Anakin moment.
Oh, God. One of the creepier things.
George Lucas supports child molestation.
Yeah, he does.
Well, there goes any hopes of getting George Lucas now.
Hey, I said it. I said it. You guys did not say it.
He'll never be on Punk the Dial. That's right.
Actually, you know, that's actually...
Dude, this kid's got pecs.
Oh, my God. He looks like a very young Spider-Man.
He could kick your ass, Mike.
Arnold. He was a kid.
Actually, it kind of makes me think of the scene of Spider-Man 1.
Makes you kind of wonder, did they have him do a little bit of bodybuilding before the movie?
He's like, okay, this scene you're going to be shirtless. Work out for 12 weeks straight. You got to bring in that 10 to 12-year-old girl audience, man.
Oh, yeah.
And now child nudity, apparently. Oh, no, wait, he's changing.
That entire robot for one rack?
I know.
You're kidding me, right? No wonder the space program costs so much, because they don't know how to build things that are space efficient.
That's right.
Wow, jeez. Yeah, that, except for their doors, that thing is crap.
Well, no, they had to get rid of all that stuff in order to be able to put the brain on it, to be able to move it across the base.
These guys are really observant. Why in the world would they send a robot in that has a compartment big enough for the kid to fit in and let it go unguarded and unchecked?
I don't know.
And these are the guys at NASA!
And yet it can direct itself around the base. Yeah, oh, we can't even build regular robots to do that.
80s montage.
80s montage, that's right, with the classic music.
And the 80s classic sunset.
80s drum machine, that's right.
For some reason, this reminds me of Vice City.
Hey, yeah, you're
that
right.
Would, yeah, that would be.
Yeah, Little Havana.
I'm in the military, and I know when a dog barks.
Oh, man, I love this freaking soundtrack.
Something's wrong.
This soundtrack is freaking awesome.
How much time passed? Because now it seems to be lighter out.
I know, it kind of does, doesn't it?
And now the movie's about to come to a very sudden end. Damn it.
It reminds me.
Damn the truck. Not running him over.
He looks... I don't even know how to describe the look on his face.
He's in a very small area and probably...
He doesn't even know where the heck he's going.
Yet he's staring so intently.
All he knows is that some creepy voice woke him up in the middle of the night to tell him to get in a freaking robot named Ralph. I'm sorry. That's just wrong.
And why are they letting this thing into the high security area without checking it?
Well, this was before 9/11, mind you.
Yeah, but still...
Hey, well, you're American. You should know.
And now it's going to the nuclear area. Oh, great.
Actually, if you actually want to know something, after NASA actually got a very impressive security force. Because they actually...
Is it better than this one?
What, guys with pencils and erasers?
Now they've got pens.
And pocket protectors.
That's right. They're ready, man.
Space-ready pocket protectors.
They'll screw you right up.
They're made by moon rocks.
Ooh. Wow, check out the lighting.
I know, right?
And there are two stories.
There's a tarp.
Would you think Niven would be proud of the lighting?
I think he would be. For those of you that don't know, David Niven is the first year film teacher here at Niagara College and is a interesting man to say the least.
Yeah. He worked on the Big Bird movie.
He did.
And follow that bird.
And the most infamous movie of his career,
Black Roses.
Yeah. Which we will get
him
in for
commentary. Okay, now this is just wrong. Okay. See the fence? Wow, it's open.
Yeah, why did they...
To a radioactive restricted area.
I think this was a setup.
Yeah, with a spaceship, mind you.
Yeah, this was a complete setup.
It's basically strips of saran wrap.
Yeah.
Or like really crappy
our
tarp.
Our homes.
Looks like a freaky pumpkin.
Wouldn't there be armed guards around?
Yeah, Craig brings up a very good point. Where is the armed guards... And
yeah,
where are the blowtorch marks?
There's a spaceship.
There
is a spaceship that they're keeping an eye on in NASA, and no one is watching it.
I found out that what the music video is.
What?
I'm looking on Wikipedia. Hold on. It's, Here, dude, you read that. I can't see without glasses.
What am I reading here?
Whoa.
Right there. That's the name of the band. That's the title of the song.
Evidently, the song was Black Mon Just Lose Your Love.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that.
Never heard of it either. It's apparently it's a Disney band.
Wow.
Whoa, dude, check out the floating stairs.
Ooh.
I want floating stairs.
That is freaking cool.
It's IKEA. Guys.
I almost expected at this moment when I saw this the theme from the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Also, just that you know that theme at the end with the UFO.
Yeah.
Also, come up at that point when he steps on the steps.
You know what, guys? I remember this movie being a lot more impressive when I was, like, 9.
Yeah? Now that we look at it, cheesy 80s.
Oh, he's going into the
microwave.
Cheesy 80s. He's going to the microwave, yeah.
But I do love the interior look of the ship, though. That does look quite cool.
Chrome.
It looks... Mike's going to love this, but I'm also going to say this. It actually looks like a freaking Transformer.
It does... The inside of a Transformer for the July 2008 or 2007 movie that's coming out this year. Quite cool, folks. Looking forward to it. So weird hieroglyphs, and that looks like the GMC logo. Once again, all tying into the Transformers. For a kid that freaks out, he's relatively calm in this situation.
Yeah, he freaks out when he has toys in a room, and this, he's in a spaceship with a chair popping out. Oh, okay, now he's freaking out. There we go.
Yep.
You know, it's actually funny, that music, that is actually a language he's actually speaking.
Yeah, it's actually Bulgarian, yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying, attention, sit back, listen to me. That's what he said at that point.
So does that mean all Bulgarians are aliens or vice versa? Or?
Nope, apparently it's just Bulgarian.
It means
just
Snowball's an alien because he understood that.
Because he has to get in touch with his inner Bulgarian heritage.
Yep. I'm sorry, but I am the bastard son of Max.
Which means you're with Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, God, no.
So, how is Cowboy Curtis?
Wait, was the laugh passed down?
Did we do the laugh? Yeah, we did laugh.
Yeah. Never do that laugh again.
That's right, folks. Your ears just bled because of that, and I'm sorry. So please email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. And I think Pierce is either very sad at this point or very happy.
I'm very, very sad.
Are you a sad panda?
I'm a sad
okay,
panda.
Just also, here's another quick trivia fact for you. Okay, the same guy who was a puppeteer in who did the robot Johnny Five in Short Circuit.
Oh, nice.
He did the puppeteer for Max.
Banana suit.
Yeah, now all of a sudden NASA security kicks into full gear.
Actually, why are we not doing a commentary on Short Circuit?
We have to.
We oh, have totally. To.
Dude,
Johnny
I love that
is
movie.
Alive. Johnny Five.
That's right. That's with, is that Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah.
That's Steve Guttenberg.
The only guy to never really survive the 80s.
I don't care what you say, the Police Academy movies were awesome.
That's right.
But yeah, we definitely have to do Short Circuit.
Yeah, that's true. We should.
That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Yeah. Wow, now everything is locked down.
Our technical director is now supplying licorice.
Woo! Awesome.
Is it black or red?
Oh, it red.
Sweet.
Twizzlers.
They're human beings.
You're talking to an appliance, and this doesn't bother you.
You talk to your fridge.
I do all the time, and you know what? It just keeps telling me, man, there's stuff inside me.
They just
swore at a Disney movie.
They just dropped the S word. Cover your children's ears.
Wait, NASA has that much firepower?
They're about to open fire on a young child.
Yeah, that's all they can afford. And that bullet cost $5,000.
Wait, why are they aiming it at the ship?
Because if the blow torch didn't work.
Yeah, the blow torch didn't work.
Hi. I just blinded the Geekettes with the flash from my camera, and Blair does
not
look happy with
me. Yeah, the Geekettes are not the only ones you blinded, you bastard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
In the
whoa.
Yeah, now.
Not yet.
After I watch this movie, I always want to say compliant.
Sorry, folks, we're kind of eating right now.
So, I'm done eating, so I'll just keep talking.
Let's take a moment to enjoy this inspirational music.
Because I'm going
to
say this was a pretty cool movement.
Oh, man, those poor lights.
Was that a floodlight?
I think so. I believe in the movie industry, that's what you call a practical light.
Wow, it can shoot lightning bolts like Palpatine.
Dude, that, I don't care what you say, that was badass.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
And there goes the random banana man again.
Anyway, let's play a game throughout the movie. See if you can spot the banana man. Send us an email. Well, how many times you can spot him?
Encounter on heat vision in Superman.
NASA sent around a memo saying, wear your radiation suit. Wear the white one. He's the only one that didn't get the memo. He showed up in yellow.
Yeah. Did you get that memo? Apparently not.
No. See, we need to send in those TPS reports.
We actually do. Now, honestly, this was fairly impressive CG for the time.
Mm-hmm. Obvious voiceover, ladies and gentlemen.
How can they track it?
I'm sorry, that was one of the greatest reaction shots ever.
Now, here's a quick question. Did they have GPS tracking at the time?
I think at the time it was in its infancy. I'm not sure, actually. You know, that's something we should actually kind of check into. I'm actually kind of curious.
I'm kind of wondering, how the heck are they able to track this thing?
Well, actually, I can answer that. There was a system developed in 1976 to detect near-Earth objects. Is when they started to take the threat of meteor strikes and comet strikes seriously. So they would have had the capacity to monitor the sky with a certain...
Banana
you know,
Man!
Yeah,
Banana sorry. Man, there he goes. It's like, what, 3-4 times now? I wonder if that was green screen. Do you want to know? Oh, I'll tell you. Wait.
He's got weapons.
Here's a Captain Picard moment. Engage.
See, look, it's frying them. I wonder who would win in a fight, this ship or the one from Independence Day, those little fighters.
Wait, doesn't that ship look like the same one in the Star Wars prequels?
Yeah, it does, actually.
You mean the very first Star Wars Episode 1?
Yep.
Yeah. On Adala's ship.
The Nubian?
Yep.
I think this actually was a set.
I think so. Disney goes all out in its sense.
See, this would actually be a really cool thing. This would be a really cool simulator ride.
Come on, abduct the cow.
Cow.
Cow tipping with the spacecraft.
Only Disney can show a young boy peeing on TV.
But is he going to take a piss?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God. I'm seriously questioning this director. There are way too many low angles of guys in short shorts.
I love this, because the one of the guys...
Half-naked
says,
guys, and now a little boy taking a piss.
I love this. The one of the guys actually said in the background, how did he get in here? There's security everywhere.
Well, evidently, they are showing
a boy taking a piss.
Yep.
What is it with Disney movies and that? Have you guys ever noticed that? There's always at least one pee joke.
Are they going to include the shake?
Oh, God.
I think he was laughing at your joke.
You know, I kind of wonder if they actually wanted to, for effect, actually wanted him to take a piss. Just to see if... Oh, wow. Okay, glad he zipped up at that point.
That could have got very bad very fast.
Although, you did see a little bit more something in Superman.
That's very, very, very true.
But then again, that's not Disney.
You know what's weird? We can actually tie all three movies to each other.
That's true.
It's kind of freaky, actually.
This was, what, made a year after Back to the Future?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I was actually alive when this one came out.
I was 5.
I was just 4.
I was 3.
I was awesome. And still am.
You were a tyrant, Mike.
I'll tell you another one.
Cool. What is it?
Licorice.
Woo! More licorice.
Thank you.
Whoa, now he's angry.
Darn, we should have had a running count of how many times he freaks out in the movie.
This kid is such a spaz.
Dude, he reminds me of Anakin. He's always angry.
That's true.
Cue the 80s chase music.
Get to the chopper.
Guys, ask
right now.
Guys, ask yourself that. What are they possibly gonna do to him? Shoot him? What are you gonna do? I mean, really?
Shoot the young boy.
Yeah,
bring him down. Shoot him in the kneecaps.
The guys are asking. The guy at NASA is telling the choppers to don't let them take off. Right.
Now, how exactly are they going to do that?
Now, Leslie was asking something. What was that, Leslie?
I just want to know why they stopping a cow.
Oh, aliens, cows. You know, it's a logical stopping point.
Because you are ingrate and incompetent at what you do.
This is fun. The name Max is born.
Yeah, that was a purely stage moment.
You know, a lot of kids in the 80s wanted to be called Max. My brother included. He wanted to change his middle name permanently to Max after this movie.
And you also told me yesterday he wants to call himself Batman.
Oh, yeah. He went through a whole stage. He went through Batman
My name
Max.
Is Batman Max Sailor.
It was funny. And now they're underwater.
And now we are in the opening scene of Titanic, apparently.
I do not leak, you leak.
Oh, burn.
By the way, Paul Rubens, he was crazy.
He's got some
movie
freaky crap
Paul
in there.
Mall, apparently.
It's probably not to terrify all the young kids.
Dude, those things so creep me out.
I know. At first
it
glance,
looks like a rotting bird of some sort. Looks like it's half mummified.
Reminds me of the electric mayhem in the Muppet Show.
Yes! The electric mayhem, that's right.
You know what, man? It would have been awesome had they put a face hugger in there just for fun.
A what?
Face hugger, aliens.
Oh, yeah. Okay, a face hugger, yeah. He's got a cold. So, no guff, so Sherlock.
Evidently, in the universe, they can't solve colds.
Yep, so. The pizza's moving.
Bye-bye, NASA.
Bye-bye, NASA.
You see, you know why he's eating the hat? Because NASA keeps dumping crap on their planet. Yeah. Stop launching probes, please. Your garbage is bothering us.
Okay, my favorite thing is coming up right now when he taps the glass. Or no, he doesn't even tap the glass.
It would have been awesome had they put Jombie's head.
A giant eyeball who screams like a Caliente dancer.
Or Xena.
I like this one.
This thing is awesome.
This thing is cute.
And this is a cool alien of the movie. The one that's not supposed to frighten children.
Yeah, the only one.
The other ones are supposed to keep them wetting their beds for years to come.
And this thing was designed to sell toys, which were never made.
What? No.
I don't know. Probably not, though, folks.
Transformers was made to sell toys.
Oh, absolutely. Takara and Diaclone, thank you very much.
Wow, we almost just got... Our speakers almost blew.
We probably shouldn't mention that, folks.
Oh, he's rubbing his
no-no
spot.
No. Oh, come on, okay, Disney! No,
we have to say... Okay, I don't think the mic's picked up. What did he...
About him touching his no-no spot.
His no-no spot.
The little thing last
touches.
Oh, wait, listen, folks.
Oh, here he goes.
And of course, when someone touches a no-no spot, Pee Wee Herman magically appears.
Wow.
Good call, Pierce.
Comes full
call.
Circle.
No, keep the clothes on
there. That was great, Pierce.
Punk the dial. The witty ones.
Because we're just not witty enough.
Brent is actually the witty one, but he's incredibly quiet tonight.
Yeah, I'm not much of a talker today. I don't know. I'm still pumped from our exclusive material yesterday.
Oh, man.
Backstage.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah, check our website, myspace.com/punkthedial, for all the exclusive content that you won't find on other radio shows. This message is brought to you on exclusive content for This Week in Geek.
We can edit this out, right?
Yeah. I could do another edit. Like,
but then your timing would be messed up.
This Week in Geek, the second best show on CRNC Radio.
Oh, ouch.
The best talk radio show. Listeners. We are the best music show.
We do actually have a lot more listeners.
Actually, you know what's cool? They are the best music radio show. We are the best talk radio show. You know,
I just said
that. That is true.
And Blair and I are just the best.
And Blair and I. Now she's wearing Brandon's hat. I'm wondering why. Actually, I may have enough shots left in
Brandon's
my camera.
Brandon's moving
floor.
In.
Oh, back off.
Okay, Pee-wee's telling a young child
to lie down.
That's okay. Pee-wee was never known for kitty diddling. All he was known for was flashing the kids.
Can we say that?
I don't know. I'm debating.
If not, you can just put a beep
what's
in.
What's wrong with saying kitty diddling?
Thank you for not just saying what's wrong with kitty diddling.
As long as this conforms to broadcast
well,
standards.
You just said it. That's the problem now.
You sound like Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee Herman is not exactly human.
Was Pee Wee Herman actually around at
the
this
only,
point?
Yes, he was.
No, that's... No it, way. Maybe by a few months.
Yeah, I think it was not 86 when he came out.
Actually, I think we mentioned this in our... I think we mentioned this during our show notes, actually, last week. Because I did talk about Pee Wee's Playhouse. I know it aired on CBS. I know it lasted until 1991.
I don't know.
Not sure the starting year.
I'll have to take a look.
Because he had two movies while it was going on.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Pee-wee's Big Top Adventure?
Yep.
He almost killed the little alien dude.
Yeah. He almost squished him. Geek. There we go!
And
so we've had
reference, right.
We've had Punk mentioned in the show and Geek.
Nice.
The only thing that would make this movie so great right now is
if this would end suddenly.
No, it's if he said one word and all of a sudden the computer came back online and said, "That's the word of today!"
Marshmallow.
And all the creatures start yelling.
The secret word is banana.
Or it would have been awesome suit. If he had actually opened up that little doorway with all the other little alien specimens in it and there's the actually floating head in there.
Jombie.
Jombie.
Jombie and Cowboy Curtis.
Mika-hidey-ho.
Yeah, he was Cowboy Curtis.
What? Wait, did we say Morpheus?
Was Cowboy Curtis. Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow. Nice.
Actually, the next no, wait,
is just
not
keep
his
on
first
coming.
Role. One of his early ones.
Morning, sun, high. Oh, there's the alien's head.
And now it's dead. So this movie teaches showing that you can have a pet, like a little small mouse or something, and just slip down full force with your hand, and it'll be perfectly fine.
It's okay to hit an alien as long as you know the rest of his planet was blown up by a comet.
Exactly.
So technically, he'd be
he's
committing
of,
genocide.
He's the last of his kind, so you don't have to worry about any wars coming out of it.
So yes, apparently Disney supports alien genocide as well.
Not only do they support it, they actually cost it.
This is the prequel to Aliens, mind you.
Ooh. You all missed it.
That little alien turns into...
Facehugger?
Facehugger, yes, that's right. somehow evolves into it.
Incidentally, the mother in this is actually in the movie Alien.
Oh, yeah, Veronica.
That's where I remember her from now.
And the X-Files.
Wow.
Shut up with the X-Files. I get you. How's it going, pal?
Okay, so for those who didn't pick up on the mic, the mother actually was in Aliens, the movie. So that's where I remember her from.
So she was killed by aliens.
Yep.
Just not in this movie.
Yeah, just not in this movie.
Well, we don't know. The movie's not over yet. Yeah, that'd be exactly. Awesome if she was.
Yeah.
There you go.
We don't let 12-year-olds drive, but we let them have
spaceships. He can barely drive a go-kart, and yet he can figure out how to fly a spaceship.
If he can play a video game,
that
he can
NASA
drive a spaceship.
Cannot figure out how to even approach.
Yeah.
Whoa, wow, check out that cell.
Nice.
You think my cell phone's big.
He must get all the ladies with that thing.
Yep.
Well, Zach Morris did.
Including Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, my God. That was the same phone that Zach had in Saved by the Bell. Nice call.
Wow, that is.
Good spot by the Geekettes.
Nice. The brother is, like, freaking
so
weird.
Confused. Oh, did they just say bastard?
Yes,
they did.
They
say bastard.
Those are
some harsh words.
They just call their son a bastard.
There's a question you won't see in too many movies nowadays. Do you have a back door?
Especially when Sarah Jessica Parker says them.
You know what? I was actually talking earlier. You know what's weird? Every time I see Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City, it's always the same episode. I'm convinced they made one episode.
Okay, this is just now freaking weird. NASA just put David's family under house arrest.
NASA has that authority?
Apparently.
No, it's Lance!
If they can't guard their own doors, how would they get out?
That coward's on.
We watch
it. Look, it's Tokyo! Look, Godzilla!
I knew this was Tokyo. And of course, all Japanese people have cameras.
Yes.
That's
So I guess them being expert photographers.
Okay, this was the cameras.
This movie started so many stereotypes. This was the beginning of those stereotypes.
Yeah, and think about now. Nowadays, those cameras have been replaced by cell phone cameras.
So this movie was remade all. No, wait. Considering this was made by Disney, they all would still pull out the stereotypical cameras.
Oh yeah. They're approaching the West Coast.
Look at that detailed map.
I know, eh?
The San Francisco Street.
Sorry, I just love it. Rice already.
The San Francisco Street.
I'm shaking my head, folks. Now wait, 80s music moments.
Yes,
another 80s montage.
More montage.
Woo!
Totally.
Okay, my favorite part is coming up like right now. Like this whole talking to the guys, the geeks in the car. I wonder what song is that. Wait, did that song just say trapped in my body? I think.
I love how they don't notice it either.
I know.
They're like the 80s version of the Riverside Gang from Jughead.
That's right. Wow, we just...
I think I resent that comment.
I know.
Those are not in the Birdman and Snowball type of
beats. Take this wagon east.
Oh, yes. Now, this is where we get to the Beach Boys moment. That's all you can trust in my body.
He's tuned into 90.1 FM, the new heat.
That's
right.
That's right.
He's downloading our podcast right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's not music. It's La Bamba.
So apparently Disney supports the Beach Boys and Twisted Sister, but not classical music or like Mamba.
Absolutely not.
It's me, you getting real well.
Now go get him, little alien dude.
This is my favorite part in the whole freaking movie. This made me want to fly in a spaceship and sing this song.
I just always wanted to fly in a spaceship and want that
little
alien dude.
Dude, I was 5 when I saw this movie. Or I can actually remember seeing the movie.
You're still practicing your room, don't you?
I was still practicing what?
You're still practicing flying this and singing in your room.
Yep.
So, that Steve, that's what you do before a show, right? That's why you sit there in the chair and make little whooshing sounds, right?
Yep.
You're awesome, man. I'm going to join you and we'll flight jam together sometime. Yes,
that's right. Look at that 80s hair again.
Look at those lower third graphics, man.
I know.
Thank you, Tom Otto.
What I don't understand is the Channel 7 News logo there was the exact one from Buffalo, and they're watching it in Fort Lauderdale.
Simulcasting,
about,
man.
About
simulcasting.
NASA, which is supposed to be in Texas. Simulcasting
in Florida?
Hey, man.
Al's
Didn't
Gator
we mention
City.
Gators Al's earlier Gator. In this thing?
Yeah, I think so. That must be Big Al! I love it. I love this.
It's a cowboy.
I love this.
Ding!
Hey, look, it's Mike.
Mike's Big Al.
Absolutely, folks. I love my cowboy hat. Oh, yeah, actually, look at that.
Product placement.
Wait, wait, wait. Look how red his shirt is.
Much like my hair. Again with the Twinkies comment. Not all fat people like Twinkies, damn it. Some of us prefer ding-dongs.
Or woo-hoos.
There's no such thing as a woo-hoo.
Wait,
it's
no,
a
yeah.
Yoo-hoo, and a yoo-hoo is
that's
a drink.
That's what I said.
Not a food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said yoo-hoo.
This is rated PG.
I'm sorry. I thought I said yoo-hoo. Apparently it came out wrong. I apologize.
Wow, he has a Miami Vice shirt in god-awful yellow.
And well, this guy's a really observant parent.
Can we play in the space saucer?
I would love to just all of a sudden Max come out and go, boo.
Then have the kids die of a heart attack.
Yeah. It should transform, I'm sorry. Yeah, it might. This movie's weird enough. Yeah, if you ever meet my dad, please tell me who
he is.
Doesn't
move. It just wiggles a little. Okay.
Why aren't the phone lines tapped?
I know. If NASA can be able to put them in house arrest, why can't they tap the phones?
You see, this is probably when Bell got broken up and was diversified.
Oh, right. You know,
never,
this was before
It was
Bush.
Never Bell. It was all AT&T. AT&T owned the states.
NASA can't do much. I mean, they can't gird their own buildings.
So
they can't house arrest.
Yeah, that's true.
Wireworks coming in.
But AT&T didn't provide local services for a long time. They mostly did long distance.
Yeah.
I used to work for them.
So he's grabbing free tourist maps.
Yep. And a candy
you
bar.
You never see those type of vending machines around anymore.
You do, but for the most part, the vending machines that are still like that are
like
only used for cigarettes, yeah.
Except for Al's Gator City.
Except for Al's Gator City?
He just went and got himself a gator. See you there, alligator.
You know, I just think I just caught Al's Gator, and then he says alligator.
Obviously, ET reference.
Exactly. Oh, Spielberg. Oh.
Damn roads.
Nestle's Crunch. And he's going to randomly squish the alien again.
That's what I was thinking. Actually, it looks a little too rough with that thing.
I know. Where did he get those arms from?
If he can morph stairs, I'm relatively sure he can morph arms.
He is a transformer.
Exactly. He's like a protoform that can fly.
Why are they only going like...
You can travel at the speed of light.
Price is Right. And yet it's the only thing that NASA wants to do is watch Price is Right.
I love how the graphics have never changed.
I know, eh?
Yeah, that's really consistent.
That's a cheesy Disney line.
All right.
I'd be very
apparently
curious to see
an alien species called Zigzag, an alien hippo with feathers.
I don't want to know how the writers came up with that.
I don't know either.
And of course, NASA isn't guarding. They're under house arrest, but no one's guarding the outside.
Yep.
So a kid and a dog can sneak past NASA security.
And yet there's steps leading up to the roof.
Hey, with if a little robot named Ralph can bypass all the security, then I'd say a kid sneaking out of his own house can beat them pretty well.
Yeah.
It's like Splinter Cell.
They make NASA look like the freaking FBI!
Yeah, they can't afford to splash logos on cars.
I know. No, they're unmarked cars, mind you.
Oh.
Even more secretive. See, look! A early version of Bob Barker.
Is that really Bob Barker?
Yeah.
Wow, he looks not good at all. He made a really good old dude.
The worst fireworks ever.
Thank you, Brandon, for that Simpsons reference.
Dude, this guy sucks at lighting fireworks.
Yeah, he does. Well, then again, they are 8 years old. They are the same fireworks that was in the box when his dad decided to give him girl advice.
Well, it's okay, son, to stare at him through a telescope.
There he goes.
Whoa.
Ooh, pretty. I love doing that voice. I'm sorry. And look, and NASA does nothing to stop him from using fireworks.
It was fun for me too, David.
I'm sorry, folks. I just can't stop doing the voice.
Yes, folks, the machine can now time travel.
Yep.
Oh, Doc Brown, where are you?
Where is that flux capacitor the capacitor when we need it?
You're in a spaceship in a major metropolitan area.
Figure that out.
How did they all get there before the station?
And look, they have a fire truck to try to actually do what?
Put out the fireworks, of course.
That's right. I mean, did the kid actually maybe think that the fact that they were tracking
actually,
him?
Actually, you know
maybe...
what? Our peanut gallery just made a very good point. Where is the media?
That is true, because there was an unidentified flying object flying over Fort Lauderdale.
And they send the cops and fire trucks, but nobody with a camcorder?
And wait, we did see that new Channel 7 News. And they didn't.
In Buffalo, no less.
Yes.
He may be in danger. Don't make sudden moves.
Yes, let's shoot the kid. It's a good idea.
Let's send in the bomb squad. Wait, let's send in Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Away from the ship.
Actually, you know what's really funny? We've actually had a run-in with the bomb squad yesterday.
That's true.
Yesterday, Cray took a picture of me and Blair We're looking all cutie cutie. And there's a bomb robot in the background.
Bomb squad robot.
Takes away from the cutie moment because there's a robot carrying a bomb.
Yep.
Why does this stuff follow me around, folks, really? If you have an answer, email us.
You got me in your picture tonight.
I've got an answer. I'll email it to you as soon as this commentary is done. Because I can't say it on air.
Let's go.
Right, let's go. Let's do it.
Come on, man. It'll be cool. I've done everything else I can.
Hey, if Marty McFly can go back in time, I think a 12-year-old can.
But Darth Vader might melt his brain.
That's true.
On the planet Vulcan, no less.
Yeah.
No. Because you suck at life.
I don't know.
Exactly.
See, now they totally set this up for Flight of the Navigator 2. Max returns.
Max's revenge.
Max's revenge.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's
we must
right.
get Niven on this. Niven and Yui Bull.
Oh, God, no.
This kid would be like closer to 30 something by now. No, he's.
Well, if we think he's actually 12 at 86, like he actually says in the movie.
So he'd be 30-something.
Yeah. 33
this year.
Wow.
Wow.
This movie could turn into a horror movie real friggin' fast.
Yeah, it could.
Because he gets splattered in the interior.
Like, that's a great ending to a Disney movie.
Yeah. Everyone vaporizes. The end.
Yeah, he's like, he turns into one of the little creatures.
Wait, did Sean just say he has a screensaver that looks like that? Wow.
Does this not remind you of Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah.
All right. All time travel events happen as really fast jump cuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Just so you know.
And ends with some guy in a ditch.
Yeah, why
see,
does time
it
travel?
It was all in his head.
Yeah.
Why does time
travel? It's just a crazy it's all dream. Dream.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Time travel smells
biggest
like bacon.
Biggest cup out ever.
It's true.
Biggest stereotype ever.
Steve, what smells like your mom's cooking?
Absolutely. Which came from our entry to network2.tv.
Here we go.
I hope we win.
I hope we win, too.
Ooh, sparklers.
So his dad's helping him go spy on this girl.
That's right. His dad's now going to set up the hookup.
My dad let me play with fireworks until I was 16.
My dad let me play with guns.
And fireworks.
That's right.
Illegal fireworks, mind you.
I don't get it. My parents wouldn't let me play with M80s, but they'd let me play with a 12-gauge shotgun. That's Gray County for you.
Yep.
Hi, hun. You're looking at that mic awfully suggestively. What insult are you going to hurl at me?
You took my idea. It's a Gray County thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Gray County? I've got a better ending for this movie. He actually didn't do anywhere. He's still trapped in the NASA place. He's just...
This is the Matrix, in the man, bed. Didn't you know?
That's true. The Matrix is all in his head.
And then the chest burster comes out of her chest. Once again, tying the aliens and the Matrix.
Or either he liquefied during when they were trying to go back in time. And so this is his ideal world.
That dog's dead now.
All of a sudden, Ralph comes by. Pardon me, coming through.
Ralph was like a really bad agent program.
That's right. No, it was the Matrix's early version of the agents.
Now kill him. I've had just about enough of your whatever.
Well, we now know it's not a dream.
See, that thing's going to latch onto her face and lay eggs
in her. I'm surprised the dog didn't want to just go up and just bite it.
So what kind of alien diseases did he bring back to the Earth?
He spelled the end of all mankind.
That there is the alien herpes.
You say that alien brought herpes?
No, that is the alien herpes.
No, I bring back SARS. Yeah, there you go. That's SARS right there.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, folks, and
that was freaking awesome.
And there goes Pee-wee, the Flash, Children, and other galaxies.
Okay, folks.
And go back in time, and no one would know. Although he messed up that one time that he got caught.
Well, folks, that's our DVD commentary. Here.
Yeah,
I noticed that. Did you see in there, his name was Paul Mall.
Yeah, he was credited as Paul Mall. Weird, I know.
So
that's why I didn't actually figure out that it was Pee-wee Herman, because I always knew him as Paul Rubens, and yet
he
was Paul Mall. I had to look him up.
So how do we wrap this thing up?
At least Mall's not his middle name, because then that would just be weird.
I don't know. All I have to say is this is just a freaking weird movie. But it's the 80s.
I have to point out a mistake I made earlier on in the commentary. I mistook Veronica Cartwright for Nancy Cartwright. Sorry about that, guys.
What would you say, Cartwright?
Nancy Cartwright is the one who does the voice for Bart Simpson.
All
right. So I think we should start maybe wrapping this up.
So don't send any angry emails. I'm tired. I haven't had much sleep.
Okay, let's start with the geekettes. Who were you?
Who were you?
Got it.
Wow.
Wow, Mike,
wow. The super nanny.
And?
Socks.
And joining us for this was?
MacGyver from Punk the Dial.
And?
Beers from Punk the Dial.
And, of course, we are?
Steve Snowball Sailor.
And Mike the Birdman Dodd. So thank you once again for joining us for this exclusive DVD commentary. And we have to thank our special guest. So thanks a lot, guys, for taking time out of your evenings.
Appreciate it.
And, Steve, how do we wrap this up?
You know what? All I have to say is,
see you later, Navigator!
Never do that voice again.
That's awesome, folks. Stay tuned.
That's speechless.
All right, folks. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have more and more DVD commentaries in the coming weeks. So please stay tuned to our podcast, which you can get through iTunes or various other sources, and visit our website, www.thisweekingeek.net. So thank you for staying with us for the last hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. On that note, thanks a lot.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
Why is the program, like, freaking out?
It's doing it again! This program... Communism! Freaking communism!
Can you count pi to 1,000 places? Wait, if you can, you're too much of a nerd.
They gave us a show and we still don't know what we're doing.
I don't know either.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week where you'll hear Mike say,
I'm ad-libbing this as I go along. I'm just going to let it roll and I can edit out whatever I want. Okay. I need to think.
So make sure to tune in next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. on 90.1 FM The New Heat. Also make sure to visit our website at thisweekingeek.net for show notes, news, and updates about the show. Also make sure to add yourself to our MySpace page at myspace.com/thisweekingeek. If you'd like to send comments or feedback about the show, email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. That's it for us. We'll see you next week on This Week in Geek.
Have the power to know when your power's back on with Orange and Rockland's text alerts. They help you stay in the know about local power outages. Just text OUT to MyORU 69678 and follow the prompts. Messaging and data rates may apply. Orange and Rockland. Everything matters.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.